Welcome to the meeting of the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee. Ms. Banks Wilkins, would you please call the roll?
Trustee Robert Boy. Trustee Wheeler Coleman. Trustee Anthony Iosco. Trustee Robert Marshall.
Here.
Trustee Sherilyn Muir.
Here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reading the wrong roll. Try it again. Trustee Boy is not here yet. Trustee Coleman?
Here.
He's here. Trustee Iosco?
Here.
Trustee Muir?
Here.
Trustee Strauss?
Here.
Student Trustee Eccles? Trustee Butler?
Here.
Chair Marshall?
Here.
Thank you.
Mr. Blakemore, would you please verify that the appropriate notice of this meeting has been posted?
Mr. Chair, there has been appropriate notice pursuant to the Open Meetings Act of this committee meeting.
Thank you. May I have a motion to approve the agenda for today's meeting?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. On a review and approval of the minutes, may I have a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting of February the 28th, 2013, and the meeting of May 23rd, 2013?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Under today's agenda, under the university report, we have at least three action items and three information items. Item 7A will deal with the request to approve the appointments with rank and tenure. Item 7B is a request for approval of an honorary doctorate. Item 7C is a request for a new degree program in health sciences in the College of Health and Human Sciences. 7D identifies faculty and staff who are recipients of professional excellence awards. It is a pleasure to recognize those individuals who provide the margin of excellence that makes NIU a peer among peers. Item E, recognizes those faculty who were granted emeritus status as a result of having retired from the university in good standing. Item F is an update on the higher learning accreditation. Before going any further, I'd like to recognize the representatives from the University Advisory Committee, Dan Gebo and Andy Small. Thank you. Do either of you have any comments that you'd like to make?
None at this time, but thank you, and we're looking forward to the start of another great year here at NIU.
Thank you.
Same.
Okay. Mr. Blakemore, have any members of the public registered a written request to address the board in accordance with state law and Board of Trustee bylaws?
There have been no requests at all, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. At this point, I will ask Provost Ray Alden to present the university report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Agenda item 7A is an action item about appointments with rank and tenure. If the board will remember, last year we started a new practice of having administrative appointments at the chair level or higher come forward at this meeting because they have been given an offer of tenure and rank conditional on board approval, and they were often hired after the June meeting when most tenure and promotion decisions are made. These individuals are coming to us as a result of external searches. They come to us from other institutions that at which they had both tenure and the rank at which we are asking the board to approve today. And so I would like to bring forward the two individuals. They are both chairs in the College of Education. The first is Dr. Suzanne Deggs-White. She will be the chair of the Department of Counseling, Adult and Higher Education in the College of Education. And we are requesting the rank of professor and tenure. Dr. Deggs-White earned a PhD in counseling and counselor education at the University of North Carolina, Greensboro. She has a Master of Science in counseling and a BA in psychology from that same institution. Prior to coming to Northern, she was a tenured associate professor and program coordinator at the University of Mississippi. Collectively, she has 72 publications and presentations, including 4 books, and at least one of her books has been translated into several languages. Her research involves college mental health counseling and in feminist theory and women's issues in counseling. She has a national leadership position as president of the Association of Adult Development of Aging, a national division of the American Counseling Association. She will provide day-to-day leadership on the various activities in that department. Excuse me. The second person coming forward today is Dr. Patrick Roberts. He will be the chair of the Department of Leadership, Educational Psychology, and Foundations in the College of Education. We are requesting tenure and rank of associate professor in that department. He earned his PhD in curriculum and instruction from the University of Illinois at Chicago and has a MA degree in English and a BA in government and politics, also from that same institution. Prior to coming to Northern, he was a tenured associate professor in the Department of Education Foundations and Inquiry and director of the Curriculum and Social Inquiry doctoral program at National Lewis University. His research interests are in curriculum theory around public pedagogy and race tensions. He's been a Fulbright scholar at the University of Sarajevo in Bosnia-Herzegovina and has examined curriculum responses to race and pedagogy. So I would like to make the following recommendation. The university requests that the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee endorse the decision to grant tenure to Doctors Suzanne Deggs-White and Dr. Patrick Roberts, and that the results of the endorsement be brought forward by the president to the full board for approval at the September 19th meeting.
And go with a motion on that.
So moved.
Thank you. A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Are either those individuals here today? I'm not sure I saw either one of them, but I will pass on the sense of this committee. Agenda item 7B is an honorary doctorate recommendation. The Honorary Degree Committee met on December 11th in 2012 and unanimously voted to award Dr. John Saul, an honorary doctorate of humane letters. This nomination came from the Department of Economics, which was the home department that he received his master's degree from, and from Chris McCord, Dean of the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. Mr. Saul was a native of Rockford, and he received his BA in history from Beloit College and his Master of Science in Economics from Northern. While he was at Northern, he developed interest and skills in statistical analysis and computer science, and that led him naturally to go on to develop a major software company, Statistical Analysis System, or SAS, as it's more commonly known, which is a world leader in both business and higher education statistics. And so he has been very successful in that. And even though he has retired from SAS at one time, he came back to find to found a new branch for data visualization called JUMP. It's JMP. And ironically, that was after him. It was originally John's Macintosh product or project. And so he has been working on that for a number of years, and it has been also wildly successful. So he has been on the board of the Nature Conservancy and serves on the board of trustees of the North Carolina State University. And he has been awarded other honorary degrees, including by that institution. So the recommendation is the university recommends that the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee endorse this request and ask that the president forward it by means of the president's report to the Board of Trustees for approval at the September 19th meeting.
May I have a motion for approval?
Second.
Okay.
I have a question.
Okay.
I have a question.
Go ahead, please.
Is this going to be conferred in December at graduation? When is this degree going to be conferred?
We have not really confirmed that with Mr. Saul.
I see.
I think the sense was it was going to be a spring graduation, but it all depends on his schedule.
I see. All right. Thank you.
Other comments?
I just think this is an outstanding candidate for this distinction. I'm not as familiar with SAS, but I certainly the SAS program, but I've certainly heard of it, and I've seen people work with it, and it's an extremely impressive program. I hope that when we manage to bring Mr. Stahl on campus, he can spend some time working with some of our students on that program, teaching them some things about that program, answering some questions about the history of the development of that program. It's just a suggestion.
I will tell you, the SAS program or software itself is not only a pretty popular software, but it's a very expensive one. And I don't know if we have that on campus or not.
We do.
And so I think that's a great recommendation. If he could share something with him, and possibly even. Now, are we allowed to get discounts as well? No, I think it's a great recognition of a former alum, and I think this is a great honor.
If there are no further comments, we'll move to the vote on the motion. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Agenda item 7C is a request for a new degree program. As you all know, new degree programs require approval not only from a very extensive campus review of curriculum, but the board must approve, and then it goes forward to the IBHE, the Illinois Board of Higher Education, for final approval. This program is a PhD in health sciences. The university is really looking at health sciences as a major burgeoning area in our region and nationwide. And one of the critical needs areas is for leadership in that area, faculty, whether it's in community colleges, universities, or in the public and private healthcare sector, are in high demand. We know because we've done some of the demand studies. And so I would like to ask, with the chair's permission, Dean Daryl Block to come forward and give a brief presentation on this program and answer any questions before I read the recommendation.
Good
Thank you for the opportunity to spend a few minutes talking about this program. We've planned a PhD in health sciences. We're very excited about this first PhD in the College of Health and Human Sciences. I'd like to share information about the demand for the program and its design. There's significant employer demand for people with health-related research. There's projected job growth in the health field and concomitant faculty shortages. Employers posted about 2,000 open positions for health science research graduates in the Illinois region, that's Illinois and the surrounding states, in 2012. Regional demand increased by 64% from 2010 to 2012, and the highest areas of demand were in the Chicago, Joliet, and Naperville areas. To help us understand the potential student demand, we surveyed our own College of Health and Human Science graduates. We were pleased by the very strong interest. We talked to administrators of small universities who needed their faculty to pursue academic doctorates to meet their expectations. And we spoke to various accrediting bodies, such as the accrediting body that for physical therapy and nursing, and they showed strong interest in this kind of program. The survey of our alumni, as well as the literature, indicates that potential students are looking for flexible delivery formats, quality faculty, the accommodation of part-time and full-time students, the ability to complete the degree in a timely manner, and doctoral educational opportunities for individuals with a wide range of professions. 44 different faculty members, more than half of our tenure-line faculty, have been involved in designing the curriculum, defining expectations for core faculty, discussing course delivery, and beginning to design student and faculty handbooks. They base the program on best practices for doctoral education in the health sciences. That includes interdisciplinary-focused core seminars and research courses, having students being proactive in their individualized program of study, a focus on research and teaching, and a degree completion that would take 3 years full-time and 4 years of part-time study. The program is online with periodic face-to-face meetings, two face-to-face meetings in the first year and one in following years, in the first year of the students of the student being in the program and two in future years. It's flexible, utilizing the expertise of faculty from programs across the college and across the university. It accommodates students from a wide range of professions and could include additional areas that we're thinking of incorporating in our college, like health information management. The curriculum is 45 credits, 20 credits of core courses, 12 credits of an individualized program of study, and 12 credits of dissertation research, culminating in either a traditional dissertation or three publishable articles. The program was designed in the context of Vision 2020. It increases graduate enrollment, starting with 10 students accepted in year one and having about 60 students enrolled at any point by year three. The program meets the Vision 2020 goal of developing online programs. Cohort design is a key component of maximizing degree completion. Students would come together during intense face-to-face components to enhance student identification with their fellow students, with faculty, and with NIU as an institution. The PhD in health sciences also meets the goal of strengthening NIU's commitment to research and retaining our Carnegie Research High classification. The college already has a track record of faculty involvement in community-focused research. The PhD program will enhance community connections for research. We anticipate that many of the students will themselves be community-based professionals. Core faculty will have significant levels of research productivity, including externally funded research, be prepared to supervise research or doctoral students, and will be able to build research pyramids involving faculty, students, including undergraduate and master's students, and community-based organizations. We'll involve community-based professionals, students, and faculty in the issue-focused seminars and community-focused research. Three respected nationally known external reviewers were very pleased with the program. Here are some of their comments. They talked about that it's built on best practices, that it's well-designed to meet the needs of potential students, it's distinguished by a flexible curriculum, and that it's cutting-edge, innovative, and addresses the critical need for doctorally prepared faculty across the spectrum of health and health-related programs. The program is designed to prepare graduates to be effective researchers and teachers. It prepares grads to get out of their silos and to have an interdisciplinary focus, something that's desperately needed in the health field. And most importantly, it positions NIU to be a leader and model in doctoral education in health sciences. In summary, the PhD in health sciences has strong demand, cutting-edge design, and advances the strategic goals of the university. I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have.
And Mark.
I want to make sure that I understand. We have some programs within your college now, say nursing, so I would have expected to see a PhD in a discipline. And maybe I'm not following clearly, but what exactly does the PhD in health sciences then include?
Right.
What sort of students would you expect?
It could be students. It could be students from any of our own the areas that we already have in our college: nursing, physical therapy, rehabilitation, counseling. But also areas that we don't have. It could be somebody that's a medical doctor, somebody that's a veterinarian, somebody that has an occupational therapist. So it has its focus on research. The doctoral programs that we now have in our college are not research doctorates. They are professional doctorates. So we have a doctor of audiology and a doctor of physical therapy, and probably in the future we'll be coming for permission for a doctor of nursing practice, because that's what the field is saying. It has to be that nurse practitioners have to be at the doctoral level. Those are not research doctorates. They're expert, just like an MD. They're experts in their clinical field. This is a research doctorate.
And it could be either interdisciplinary or it could be within a single discipline, but it has a research focus, not a practice focus.
The program is interdisciplinary. People can come to it from different disciplines. That's a strength of the program, that they'd be learning together and breaking down silos. They're not going to receive clinical expertise in their own discipline. Additional clinical expertise in their own discipline, they are going to be and receive intensive training as researchers.
I follow. Thank
and
you.
Teachers.
Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you, Dean. That was a very concise and informative presentation. I appreciate that. I have really a comment rather than a question, and I am very encouraged by this. I am very supportive of this. I think in the field of healthcare, the more we can concentrate in the area of research, especially as we get into health reform, you know, I'm fond of saying this is the Wild West of healthcare right now. We have a very soft bottom. And so as we educate individuals with the skills to be able to be inquisitive, to be able to identify new trends and techniques, I think that's really something that's very important to NIU and will make our mark in healthcare. I think that this also, in keeping with Trustee Strauss's question, not only from a research perspective that would allow greater opportunities for faculty positions, which is the only way we can increase students, that it's a chicken and the egg. You can't increase the enrollment in certain clinical areas unless you have the faculty. The problem in healthcare is that we have less professors in this area than the demand provides. So this is a great opportunity. But I think administratively, what I see in hospitals and health systems is that the doctorate becomes a baseline for an administrative position, whatever that doctorate is. So having a multidimensional degree that is oriented to research, I think will not only allow faculty opportunities, teaching opportunities, but I think in administration, in healthcare administration, this is a very appropriate degree. So kudos to you for this.
You mentioned that there was a demand for flexible programming. It's the It's the 12 credit hours of an individualized program of study that makes, that's sort of the core of the flexible nature of it.
Yes, along with the fact that it's online, so there's some, the timing is flexible. You know, the people could do it at 2 o'clock. It will be a lot of it will be asynchronous online,
so people could do it. What portion of it is online? I guess is what I'm trying to figure out.
The core courses are online, and during the depending on what the individual decides for, the student decides for those 12 credits, along with the advisors and the advisory committee, that some of that might be available online also.
And I'm with everyone else. I think this is a wonderful program. So I'm not being critical by asking these questions. The 12 credit hours of an individualized program, there's going to be the proper guidance to prevent that 12 hours from becoming more clinical in orientation and make sure that it is indeed more research and orientation.
Yes, it's going to have to have approved. It's possible that somebody might need to be in a clinical area mm-hmm. to get experience about the area that they want to research. And so they might be, if they're looking at, let's say, a quality or safety issue in long-term care, maybe they need to immerse themselves in that to be able to better refine their questions. So it's not allowed that won't be clinical, but the mm-hmm. purpose of it will be to advance their research and not to gain clinical expertise.
Mm-hmm. I understand where these graduates are going, but it strikes me as exciting and interesting, but also challenging to determine who you're going to select to enter the program. Would it probably work similar to other PhD programs where it's about a faculty match or a programming match?
Absolutely. If somebody comes to us and they're really interested in oral health and some part of oral health that we don't have the expertise in, there wouldn't be a good match for that, and that would be somebody that we would not be able to accept. However, if it was just oral health and, you know, something about infection control in oral health, we could probably handle mm-hmm. that. So it depends. It's going to be an intensive selection process, and the faculty are working on that. But as in, this is a research doctorate. You need a mentor, somebody that can mentor you, or a group of people that can mentor you in that research area. Mm-hmm. So there might be wonderful candidates that that we will not be able to accept just because we don't have that kind of expertise in our own college or on campus.
Great. Thank you. And thank you for the creativity of your faculty and the folks who worked on this project.
Other comments? I'll add one. When I saw that you had an enrollment benchmark of getting X number of students by X number of dates, I looked back and there are at least two community colleges in the Chicagoland area that have recently received millions of dollars to prop up and expand their health science programs. Let's hope that a few of those students will meet the timeline and maybe come to NIU. But I commend you for the work that you've done on this. Are there any other comments?
If I may, Mr. Chair, I'd like to read the recommendation. The university recommends that the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee endorse this request and ask the president forward it by means of the president's report to the Board of Trustees for approval at the September 19th meeting.
May I have a motion for approval?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Okay. Agenda item 7D. This is the meeting at which we bring forward the names of all of the individuals who have received awards for excellence over the past year. This year, there are 23 winners of various awards for excellence, either in teaching, research, engagement and engaged learning, or service, or combinations of those types of activities. And I know that at least one of the award winners is here, but I would ask any award winner who happens to be here today to stand and be recognized. I should say something about Professor Gibo. Dan is the first of a unique and probably a fairly small cadre of people who not only won the Board of Trustee professor status one time, but he has competed and successfully been awarded it for a second round of 5 years, and that's a very competitive process, I know, because I chair the committee that selects people, so I want to congratulate Dr. Gibo on that great achievement. As the board knows, this is awarded to people who are national or international scholars and who are dedicated to engaging their students in their research. So I would congratulate Dr. Gibo. Agenda item 7E. This is also the time of the year where we recognize those faculty who have retired between July 1st, 2012 and June 30th, 2013, who have retired in good standing and are thus awarded emeritus status. This year, we have 31 individuals from 25 departments, and you can see their names and their affiliation. And so we wanted to make sure the board was aware that these people have retired. At least some of them do come back and continue to do some research and some teaching and provide the corporate memory for some departments. And so we appreciate all of their efforts, not only because of the service they've already provided, but in some cases they continue to provide. Agenda item 7F, as we have done in previous AASAP meetings, we'd like to update the board members on the status of our self-study process. It's a very extensive process. In preparation for the HLC reaccreditation site visit next spring. Thus, I'd like to ask Vice Provost Carolinda Douglas to present the HLC status report for the information of the board.
Thank you. The primary thing that's occurred since the last update is that the penultimate draft of the self-study report has now been completed and will be available for comment beginning September 1. University Relations has been extremely helpful to us in getting it up on the website and getting publicity out about it, and we thank them for that. And as of 12:01, I believe, a.m. on Sunday, it'll be available for you to comment on, and there'll be a website that you can refer to and put your comments directly into that, and you'll be receiving an email, all of you individually, as well as campus communications to let you know about that.
Unless there are questions, that concludes the university report.
Are there any other matters to come before this committee? Okay. At this time, I'd like to announce the next meeting date for the committee. That'll be November 7th, 2013. May I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
A second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Adjourned.